ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ.
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 So today you are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, text number, chapter number 2, Divinity and Divine Service. Today is text number 23. Okay, let's read the verse today. Did you announce today you are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, Divinity and Divine Service, text number 23?
今天我们学习圣典波迦瓦坛第一篇第二章神和神圣的服务。
Okay, Sattvam.
Sattvam.
Rajas.
Rajas.
Tama.
Tama.
Iti.
Iti.
Prakriter.
Prakriter.
Gunas.
Gunas.
Tair.
Hi.
Yukta.
Yukta.
Para.
Para.
Purusha.
Purusha.
Eka.
Eka.
Ihasya.
Ihasya.
Dhate.
Dhate.
Stiti.
Stiti.
Adaye.
Adaye.
Hari.
Hari.
Virinchi.
Virinchi.
Hareti.
Hareti.
Samgya.
Samgya.
Shreyamsi.
Shreyamsi.
Tatra.
Tatra.
Khalu.
Khalu.
Sattva.
Sattva.
Tanor.
Tano.
Nrinam.
Nirnam.
Siu.
Siu.
Sattvam rajastama iti prakritir gunaste.
Sattvam rajastama iti prakritir gunaste.
Yukta para purusha ekaihasya dhate.
Yukta para purusha ekha ihasya datha.
Stityadaye hari virinchi hareti samgya.
Stityadaye hari virinchi hareti samgya.
Shreyam, shreyam sitatra kalu sattvatanurvinam syu.
Shreyam sitatra kalu sattvatalu vinam syu.
Sattvam.
Sattvam.
Goodness.
善良.
Raja.
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 Ashen.
Ashen.
情欲.
Tama.
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 The darkness of ignorance.
黑暗的愚昧.
Iti.
Iti.
Thus.
如此.
Prakriti.
Prakriti.
Of the material nature.
物质的自然.
Guna.
Guna.
Qualities.
品质.
Tai.
Tai.
By them.
由他们.
Yukta.
Yukta.
Associated with.
与什么联系?
Para.
Para.
Transcendental.
Transcendental.
超然的.
Purusha.
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 The personality.
人物.
Eka.
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 One.
一个.
Iha asya.
Iha asya.
Of this material world.
这个物质世界。
Dhate.
Dhate.
Accepts.
Accepts.
接受。
接受。
Stiti adaye.
Stiti adaye. 为了。
For the matter of creation, maintenance and destruction, etc.
为了创造维系及毁灭是一。
Hari.
Hari.
Vishnu, the personality of Godhead.
Vishnu, 具有性格的神手。
Virinchi.
Virinchi.
Brahma.
Brahma, 婆罗色魔。
Hara.
Hara.
Lord Shiva.
主希瓦。
Iti.
Iti.
Thus.
如此。
Samgya.
Samjina.
Different features.
不同的形象。
Shreyamsi.
Shreyamsi.
Ultimate benefit.
终极的利益。
Tatra.
Tatra.
Therein.
在那里。
Kalu.
Kalu.
Of course.
Of course. 当然。
Sattva.
Sattva.
Goodness.
善良。
Tano.
Tano.
Form.
形象。
Nirinam.
Nirinam.
Of the human being.
人类的。
修。
修。
Derived.
获得。
Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The transcendental personality of Godhead is indirectly associated with the three modes of material nature, namely passion, goodness, and ignorance, and just for the material world's creation, maintenance, and destruction,He accepts the three qualitative forms of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Of these three, all human beings can derive ultimate benefit from Vishnu, the form of the quality of goodness.
Translation. 译文：超然的主间接的与物质自然的三个形态，即情欲、善良和愚昧形态联系。为了物质世界的创造、维持和毁灭，他接受了婆罗诃摩 Vishnu。和 Shiva 的三个品质形式，在这三者中，所有的生物都能从善良品质形式 Vishnu 那里获得终极的利益。
Purport by Srila Prabhupada that Lord Sri Krishna by his plenary parts should be rendered devotional service as explained above is confirmed by this statement. Lord Sri Krishna and all his plenary parts are Vishnu Tattva or the Lordship of Godhead.From Sri Krishna, the next manifestation is Baladev. From Baladev is Sankarshan. From Sankarshan is Narayana. From Narayana there is the second Sankarshan. And from this Sankarshana, the Vishnu Purusha avatars. The Vishnu, or the deity, of the quality of goodness in the material world, is the Purusha avatar known as Kshirodakashai Vishnu, or Paramatma. Brahma is the deity of Rajas, passion, and Shiva is of ignorance.They are the three departmental heads of the three qualities of this material world. Possible by the goodness of Vishnu, and when it requires to be... Okay. They are the three department heads of the three qualities of this material world. Creation is made possible by the goodness of Vishnu.And when it requires to be destroyed, Lord Shiva does it by the Tandavanritya. The materialists and the foolish human beings worship Brahma and Shiva respectively, but the pure transcendentalists worship the form of goodness, Vishnu, in his various forms. Vishnu is manifested by his millions and billions of integrated forms and separated forms. The integrated forms are called Godhead, and the separated forms are called the living entities, or the jivas. Both the jivas and Godhead have their original spiritual forms. Jivas are sometimes subjected to the control of material energy, but the Vishnu forms are always controllers of this energy. When Vishnu, the personality of Godhead, appears in the material world, he comes to deliver the conditioned living beings who are under the material energy. Such living beings appear in the material world with intentions of being lords, and thus they become entrapped by the three modes of nature. As such, the living entities have to change their material coverings by undergoing different terms of imprisonment. The prison house of the material world is created by Brahma under instruction of personality of Godhead, and at the conclusion of a kalpa, the whole thing is destroyed by Shiva. But as far as maintenance of the prison house is concerned, it is done by Vishnu, as much as the state prison house is maintained by the state. Anyone, therefore, who wishes to get out of this prison house of material existence, which is full of miseries like a repetition of birth, death, disease, and old age, must please Lord Vishnu for such liberation. Lord Vishnu is worshipped by devotional service only, and if anyone has to continue prison life in the material world, he may ask for relative facilities for temporary relief from the different demigods like Shiva, Brahma, Indra, and Varuna. No demigod, however, can release the imprisoned living being from the conditioned life of material existence. This can be done only by Vishnu. Therefore, the ultimate benefit may be derived from Vishnu, the personality of Godhead. End of purport. Speak near the microphone.
应该以奉献服务来供奉。 这种道理已由所说明的证实。现主Krishna他所有的全权部分都是Vishnu真相或神首的身份。从现主Krishna而来的下一个展示是Baladeva，从Baladeva而来的是Sankarsan，从Sankarsan而来的是Narayana，从Narayana而来的是第二个Sankarsan。从这个Sankarsan而来的是Vishnu的主宰化身。 Vishnu或在物质世界中善良形态中的神奇称为牛奶之羊 Vishnu或超灵的主宰化身。 婆罗河摩是情欲形态的神奇， Vishnu是愚昧形态的神奇， 他们都是这个物质世界之内三个部门的首长。 创造因 Vishnu的善良而产生， 当创造需要毁灭的时候， Shiva神便以他的丹达瓦尼尔利亚黄武为之。唯物主义者及愚蠢的人分别崇拜婆罗诃摩和Shiva神，但是纯粹超然主义者则崇拜善良的形态Vishnu或他的整体形式或隔离形式。整体形式称为守神， 而被隔离的形式被称为生物或凡灵。凡灵和守神两者都有他们原本的灵性形象。凡灵有时受限于物质能力的控制，但是Vishnu形式则经常是能力的控制者。当Vishnu具有性格的神首出现在物质世界的时候，他来拯救那些在物质能力之下条件限制他的灵魂。 这些怀着当主宰的念头，在物质世界出现限于三个自然形态中，这样生物便要增长不同的物质外壳以经历不同畸形的进步。物质世界，婆罗河摩在具有性格神首的支持下创造，在一个节的终结时，整个世界便由希腊神毁灭。 至于建岛的维系方面，则由Vishnu去做，就好像国家的经营与国家联系一样。因此，任何人想脱离这个满是重复生老病死苦难的屋子存在的煎熬，便要取悦主Vishnu以得求解脱。主Vishnu只有通过奉献服务来崇拜。如果任何人要在物质世界中继续过坚定的生涯， 他可以从不同的伴神们，如Shiva、Rama、Indra、Chandra那里取求一些相应的方便，即使痛苦的短暂的缓解。可是除了Vishnu以外，没有半神能够将被困的生物从物质生存所条件限制了的生命中释放出来。因此，终极的利益是要从Vishnu具有性格的神首那里。
Finish.
Okay.
Omagyanati mirandasya gyananjana shalakaya shakshurmilitam janatasmai shi gurave namaha shri chaitanya manovistam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadam tikam Panchakalpatarubhyacha kripasindubhyaye vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here in this verse is mentioned the three forms of Vishnu, three forms of Krishna that are in charge of the material creation. Shakshi Gopal, the voice of Shri Radhika is not clear.
Yes, your voice is also a small voice, not clear very clearly.
It sounds like inside a machine. And I believe everybody is hearing in the same way.
Okay.
It's getting worse.
I try to speak loud.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, let's go. So here is mentioned the three deities in charge of the material creation. So this is all expansions of Krishna. This is our call. Guna avatars.
他们被称为 Guna avatar.
Avatar means one who descends.
Avatar的意思是一个降临者.
So this is when Krishna descends into the material world is called an avatar.
所以当Krishna降临到物质世界的时候就被称之为 avatar.
So there are many sorts of avatars. But for the purpose of creation, maintenance and destruction of the material universes, Krishna manifests himself as the guna avatars. Because this material world is made of three qualities. Everything in this material world is a combination of three qualities. Goodness, passion, and ignorance.
即善良、情欲和愚昧心态。
That's why you see so many forms, so many varieties of species, of living entities, animals, birds, trees.
这就是为什么我们看到在这个物质世界中有各种纷繁不同的飞鸟走兽。They
don't look the same. They all look different.
他们都不看起来是一样的，相反，他们都不相同。
Because they are all made of different combinations of these three modes of nature.
因为这些不同的生物的种族都是由物质自然三形态的。
So all these varieties in the material world are possible because of these three qualities of material nature. So Krishna himself takes the form of Vishnu to preside the mode of goodness. And he takes on the form of Brahma for the creation.
And
And he takes the form of Shiva for the destruction of the material creation. So creation and destruction, this is possible by the modes of passion and ignorance. But for the maintenance of the material creation, which is the most difficult part, this is done by the mode of goodness, by Lord Vishnu himself. So, just to give you a little understanding, originally there is Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. And from Krishna, from Lord Krishna, the first manifestation appears, Sankarshan. Sankarshan is Lord Balaram in Goloka Vrindavan. And from this Sankarshan, another second Sankarshan is manifested. And this second Sankarshan is the origin of all the different forms of Narayana in the Vaikuntha planets. So all the different Vaikuntha planets are presided by different deities of Narayana. And then, from Narayana comes Mahavishnu into the material world. So Mahavishnu is the first incarnation of the Lord within the material creation.
So Mahavishnu is the Lord in this material creation.
Actually, is not even within the material creation, because when Mahavishnu appears, material creation is not yet manifested.
事实上, 应该是说, 有 Mahavishnu 先出现, 然后物质世界才得以展示。
So the Mahavishnu is the beginning of material creation.
So Mahavishnu 事实上是物质世界的开端。
From Mahavishnu, all different material universes are manifested.
从 Mahavishnu 之内，展出整个的物质的创造与展示。
And then inside each universe, Mahavishnu enters in another form as Garbhodakashaya Vishnu.
然后在每一个物质展示之中, Mahavishnu 又以 Garbhodakashaya Vishnu的形式进入。
And from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Lord Brahma is born.
而从 Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, 主婆罗诃摩就要展示出来。
So Brahma is the personality who is going to be in charge of creating the varieties within every universe.
So Brahma, 以及婆罗诃摩，他事实上是掌管着整个的各个不同宇宙里面多姿多彩展示的神奇。
We cannot count how many universes are there.
我们是无法对于这物质世界存在的物质星球无法算数。
And within each material universe, there is a form of Lord Brahma.
那么在每一个的物质宇宙之中，都有一个 Brahma 的存在。
Lord Brahma is also a manifestation of Krishna.
主 Brahma 即婆罗诃摩，他也是 Krishna 的一个展示。
But not like Krishna himself.
但他并不完, 就是 Krishna。
Is Lord Brahma is a living entity like us.
主 Brahma 他实际上是像我们一样的一个凡灵。
So is a part and parcel of Krishna.
他也是 Krishna 的所属部分。
Like we are parts and parcels of Krishna.
就像我们也是 Krishna 的所属部分一样。
So, but Lord Brahma is a very qualified living entity because of having practiced many pious activities in previous lives, is given that post of becoming Brahma.
因为主 Brahma, 即婆罗诃摩，他是一个非常有资格的生物体。由于在前身他做过种种的大量的前程活动，所以他被提升到这样一个高的职位上。
So Lord Vishnu belongs to the category of Vishnu Tattva, is not different from Krishna. But Lord Brahma is called Jiva Tattva, is a part and parcel of Krishna.
那主 Vishnu 他实际上是 Krishna 是毫无分别的，他属于 Vishnu Tattva， 而主 Brahma 他是属于 Jiva Tattva 凡灵范畴。
And Lord Shiva is also a manifestation of Lord Vishnu, but is not the same as Lord Vishnu.
主 Shiva 神他也是Krishna 的一个扩展，但他并不完全等同于主 Krishna.
Lord Shiva is not the same as Lord Vishnu.
主 Shiva 他并不完全等同于主 Vishnu.
Is not Vishnu Tattva.
他也不是 Vishnu Tattva.
No, is not.
他不是。
And is also not a jiva, is not also a living entity like us.
但他同时也不是一个凡灵 jiva, 他知道。
So Lord Shiva is also a very special personality.
所以主 Shiva 他是一个非常特别的人物。
It's not a living entity, but is not the supreme personality of Godhead either.
他既不是一个普通的凡灵生物体，也不是自己的性格神兽。
So Brahma, it's given the power to create all the different varieties within the material universe.
主 Brahma 他被赋予了能力，使得这个物质世界变得多姿多彩。
So we can say he is the second creator because he creates everything that is needed to fill up the universe.
我们可以把它称之为第二位创造者，因为正是因为他的创造，所以使得整个世界充满着各式各样的人与事。
So we can see how powerful is Lord Brahma.
所以我们可以看出来，这个 Brahma 他是多么的有力量。
Is not an ordinary living entity like us.
他并不是像我们一样一个普通的生物。
Is invested with a great potency by the Lord.
他是由主被赋予了极巨大力量的一个人。
And Lord Shiva also is not a living entity like us.
而主 Shiva 也不是像我们一样的一个普通生物。
Because he is invested with the potency to destroy everything.All the universes at the end of the creation.
因为他被主赋予了特别的力量，在这个宇宙最终结的时候，要毁灭所有的一切。
And he does the destruction without any special effort, just by dancing. By his very special dancing, everything is destroyed.
而他在毁灭这个宇宙的时候，并不要费。吹灰之地，他只需要通过一个非常特别的舞蹈狂舞，就可以将世界毁灭。
So these are very powerful entities.
所以这是非常有力量的生物。
So that's why in India especially, many people worship these demigods, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva.
所以在尤其是在印度，很多的人都崇拜主 Brahma 或主 Shiva。
Or other powerful demigods.
或者是其他一些有力量的战神。
Because most of the people, they think that this material world, it's a place where we're gonna enjoy forever.
因为许多的人都认为这个物质世界实际上是一个永恒享受的地方。
If you ask people what is the purpose of this world, everybody thinks that this world's purpose is to give us facility to enjoy.
如果你问人们究竟这个物质世界创造的目的是什么，他们很多人都会回答说，这个物质世界的创造只是为了给我们提供享乐的设施。
Everybody thinks that he is born in this material world to enjoy to is as much as he can.
很多人都相信他们之所以投身到这个物质世界只是为了尽情的享受。
And everybody is working very hard, studying to be qualified, to get good jobs, to get good money, so they can enjoy as much as they can in this material world.
所以很多人非常辛苦的工作，他们拼命的受到高等的教育，以为获得一个好的职位，只是为了最终在这个物质世界里
Most of the people are not even thinking a possibility of a next life.
大部分的人事实上都没有想过究竟是否有来生。
They don't think that after dying they're going to take birth again.
他们从来没有想过他们在死亡以后还可能再次投生。
They think that life is from the beginning, they take birth until they die and then finish, nothing else.
他们都认为生命只有一次，是从他出生时开始到他生命终结时结束。
So this is the influence of ignorance.
而这种理解实际上是受到愚昧心态的影响。
Absolutely no knowledge.
绝对的是毫无知识的见解。
They have knowledge how to deal with material energy to try to get some satisfaction, but they don't have real knowledge.
他们可能拥有一些知识，以从这个物质世界中获得一些享受的设施的物质的智慧，但是他们并没有真正的知识。
Because they think themselves as products of material nature.
因为他们认为自己是物质自然的产物。
They think that their body is their own self.
他们认为自己的躯体就是真正的自我。
And then there are others who have understood, have more knowledge and have understood that they are different from their bodies.
而那些更有智慧知识的人会知道他们并不等同于这个躯体。
And they know that they will accept another body in the next life.
他们知道在下一生他们会接受另一个躯体。
So,These people, they may worship demigods.
所以这样的人他们可能会去崇拜拜神。
So they, in order to get better material conditions in the next life.
为了能在下一生获得更好的享受的设施他们可能崇拜拜神。
Either in this world, here in this planet, or better if they can be promoted to the heavenly planets and enjoy like demigods.
要么他们想在这个物质世界里享受更好的设施，要么他们希望晋升到更高的星球去享受，像半神人一样。
So certainly these people have more knowledge.
所以肯定的，这些人无疑就具有更多一些的知识。
But they're still very far from having perfect knowledge.
但是他们距离着真正完美的知识还有很远的距离。
Because they still have many material desires and they want to fulfill those material desires by worshipping demigods.
因为他们的内心之中还有很多的物质愿望，而他们希望能借着崇拜半神人能满足这些物质的愿望。
And then we have yogis. Yogis, they want to achieve mystic perfections.
我们说到瑜伽师 yogi, 他们希望获得的是瑜伽的完美、神秘、力量。
Because they think if they have some material perfections, mystic perfections, they can live a better life than the common living entities.
Common living entities.
They think if they have mystic powers, then they can have a better life than ordinary living entities.
他们认为如果他们获得了瑜伽全面力量的完美，他们就能获得一种更好的生活，而不再是
And they're that with their mystic powers they can control certain aspects of material energy.
而当他们一拥有这些物质神力力量的时候，他们能够控制某些物质的能量。
They can control disease.
他们能够避免疾病。
They can make their lives longer.
他们还可以使自己长寿。
They have the power to control the minds of others.
他们还有力量去控制心意。
But these people, even though they are more intelligent than the previous one, they still have no perfect knowledge because they are not trying to be free from this material existence.
这一类的玄秘瑜伽师无疑比上一类频道的人要更有智慧，但是他们并没有真正最完美的知识，因为他们仍旧还是想活在这个物质世界之中。
So they wanted to be perfect within this material world.
因为他们所想的只是在这个物质世界中获得完美。
And then more knowledgeable than this are the gyanis. The gyanis have understood they are different from their bodies and perfection can only be achieved when they are free from material existence.
那么比这一类人更高级就被称之为思辨家，他们也清楚地知道自己并不和这个躯体等同。所以他们希望能够从这物质世界中得到解脱。
This also includes the Buddhists.
这个思辨家也包括佛教徒。
Or at least certain, some kind of Buddhists.
某些佛教徒。
Some kind of Buddhists. They think that the problem, why this material, they are, understand, they realize that this material, existence is full of miseries.
他们能理解到这个物质世界实际上是充满着痛苦。
So the only way to be free from material miseries, from these miseries, is to stop material existence.
而要摆脱出这个物质世界的痛苦，就是终止着物质世界的。
So they want to be liberated, free from material existence.
所以他们想从这个物质的存在中获得解脱。
But the process they follow is not complete, is not perfect.
但是他们所遵循的这个程序并不是完美的，还是不完整。
Because to be free from material existence is not perfection yet.
因为即便是想从这个物质世界中得到解脱，也并不是最完美、最高的事物。
Or we can say is not the ultimate aspect of perfection.Is already better than any other material perfection, but it is not spiritual perfection yet.
或者我们可以说，这并不是一个最高形式的完美。他们或许比物质的达到物质的完美要更高一层，但并不是最终极的完美。
So, this is not the topmost success that the living entity can achieve.
也就是说，他们所得到的梦想的目标，并不是生物体所能。希望获得的最终极最高的目标。
This is not the ultimate goal for the living entity.
这些不是生命的终极目标。
The ultimate goal for the living entity is to achieve a spiritual existence.
而一个奉献者所遵循的终极目标是能获得灵性的完美。
Because a spiritual perfection,spiritual existence means to be acting in our constitutional position.
因为灵性的完美意味着以我们原本的身份。
Spiritual existence. Spiritual existence.
Yes. 因为灵性的存在。
Spiritual existence means to act according to our constitutional position.
因为灵性的存在意味着按照我们原本的构成性的地位活动。
Our constitutional position is that we are eternal parts and parcels of Krishna.
因为我们原本的位置实际上是 Krishna 永恒的所属部分。
And as parts and parcels of Krishna, we are meant to be in contact, in touch with Krishna.
而这个原本的所属部分意味着我们要和 Krishna 接触。
So we all have a very intimate relationship with Krishna.
我们所有的人都和 Krishna 有着非常亲密的关系。
So A person who has the perfect knowledge, the highest perfect knowledge, understands that only by worshipping Krishna he can attain the ultimate success.
所以一个拥有着较高智慧的真正智者的人，他会明白生命最高的完美是和 Krishna 建立起关系。
So he tries, a person who has that knowledge, he tries to satisfy Krishna by his endeavors.
所以这样的人，他会尽了他最大的努力去满足 Krishna 的愿望。
Because he knows if Krishna is pleased, then Krishna can take him out of his material existence and bring him to a spiritual existence.
因为他很清楚地知道，一旦 Krishna 真正的我们所做的活动满意，他必叫我们拯救于这个物质的苦海，叫我们置于灵性的存在之中。
Because when you attain spiritual perfection, spiritual existence, then liberation, then any mystic powers, any perfection in this material world, everything is included.
因为一旦一个人真正的得到了灵性的完美，那么所有的玄秘力量，所谓的解脱，所有的一切都自动的都已经得到。
So that's why in this verse it is advised that we should worship the form of Vishnu because Vishnu is none different from Krishna.
所以这就是为什么在这个世界里向我们推荐我们应该崇拜善良形态的主 Vishnu, 因为 Vishnu 和 Krishna 并无分别。
This material world is not meant for enjoyment.
这个物质世界并不是为了享乐而设置的。
How much enjoyment can we have in this material world if we are surrounded by birth, old age, death and disease?
如果我们还围着生老病死这样的苦难所围绕，我们如何能真正的享受呢？
It's an illusion to think that we can be happy in this material existence.
如果我们觉得自己在这个物质世界中还能获得快乐，这无疑是只是受到幻觉的影响。
This is an illusion.
这是幻觉。
To think that we can be happy, completely happy in this material existence.
这种幻觉就是我们认为自己可能会在这个物质世界中获得完全的快乐。
But material existence is not an illusion.
但是物质的存在并不是幻觉。
This material world is not an illusion.
这个物质存在并不是幻想。
What's an illusion is to think that we belong to this material world, to think that we can achieve happiness in this material world.
真正的幻想是认为我们属于这个物质世界，而我们可以在这个物质世界中获得完全的满足。
Because actually we have nothing to do with this material existence. We have nothing to do with this material desires of enjoying in this material world. So the material world actually acts as a prison house, is limiting our possibility of enjoying.
I'm sorry.
The material world is acting as a prison house with confining, is limiting the possibility of the living entities to enjoy.
So this world is actually like a prison. It provides a facility to let the subject of the conditions enjoy.
Like in a country, a living entity is put in jail, so he will be limited in his possibility of enjoying.
就好像是一个国家的监狱，当一个被犯人被投入其中的时候，他也相应的获得一些享受的设施。
Of course, people in a jail, they may try to make their existence in a jail a little bit more comfortable, but they can never achieve the same type of satisfaction as the citizens who are free. So those living entities who are really intelligent, they are not trying to get.Better facilities in this material world.
所以那些智慧较高的人，他们并不会努力地在这个物质世界中获得较高的享受的设施。
Because no matter how better the conditions may be in this material world, we are always subjected to birth, old age, death, and disease.
因为无论我们在这个物质世界中的条件能
和改善到如何，我们仍旧要受制于生老病死的束缚。
So we don't need to worship the demigods for some material benefits.
所以我没有必要去崇拜半神，为了获得一些物质的利益。
In fact, Krishna considers this type of people as less intelligent.
实际上 ，Krishna 认为像这样的人并不是非常有智慧的人。
The most intelligent people, they try to worship Vishnu to free themselves from material existence.
一个真正有智慧的人，他会去崇拜着 Vishnu， 他是实行免于这个物质世界的束缚。
And they worship Vishnu not only to attain liberation from material existence, but to achieve an eternal life full of knowledge, full of bliss in the spiritual existence.
而且这些智慧高的人，他们崇拜 Vishnu 并不仅仅只是为了从物质世界中获得解脱，他们是希望的是获得一种永恒、充满知识和快乐的生活。
So that's why it's recommended in the script that we worship Lord Vishnu only.
所以这就是为什么经典只向我们推荐应该只崇拜主 Vishnu.
So that's what Sutta Goswami has been talking about. Worship, offering devotional service to Krishna, to Vishnu.
所以 Sutta Goswami 在这里谈论的就是我们应该崇拜以奉献服务崇拜主 Vishnu Krishna.
It seems there are some people who cannot hear.
Yes. Always.
So
okay,
the purpose of material creation is to reform the consciousness of the living entity.
所以整个物质世界创造的目的是为了改造一个受条件限制的灵魂的思想自己。
To make the living entity understand that he cannot enjoy separated from Krishna.
去教导受条件限制的灵魂，我们并不能脱离 Krishna 而享受。
If he thinks he can be separated from Krishna and be happy, he will encounter only miseries.
如果我们认为能够脱离 Krishna 来享受，那我们只能活在痛苦之中。
Because material existence is made of miseries.
因为物质的存在就意味着苦难。
And we cannot stop those miseries from coming.
I'm sorry.
We cannot stop the miseries from coming.
From coming.
We cannot stop the miseries to come, from coming to us.We cannot stop the miseries in the material world. The only thing we can do is to become freed from this material existence by the help of Lord Vishnu.
而我们唯一所能期望的应该是祈求 Vishnu 的帮助脱离这个物质的存在。
Okay, we give some time for questions and discussion.
好，现在给大家一些时间提问。
And complaints? Any complaint about the sound system?
大家是不是在抱怨这个声音的效果不太好呀？
It's still not perfect.
You cannot hear me clearly?
I can hear you clear, but it's a little broken.
Because some devotee, one place...
So we have to find out what is the connections, if the connection, maybe test the connections before or after to see which place have bad connection that disturbs the whole operation. Shakshi.
Yes.
We have to test everybody separately to see if they have some problem. They may need to have some better system or better communications, upgrade their communications, upgrade their Skype, because usually other people are also affected because of that. Anyway, the system is not yet perfect yet. It's a fact. We can do as much as we can do. It's already good that we can be in touch with everybody without spending much any money, you know. That's already very nice. Anyway, something is there. I guess some people, most of the people can hear something, but I believe that at one point may become a little frustrating if they cannot hear very well. Okay, it's nobody's fault. It's just the technology is not perfect. And we have to make sure that everybody turn off their microphones when they're just hearing. And they turn the microphones on when they ask for questions. This is a rule everybody has to follow, because when microphones are all on, then it creates really a big mess. Okay, any questions? We have a few minutes for questions.
Ashu. Table.
Yeah, yes.
Yes, yeah, the doctor is asking, since the material world is so miserable, why Krishna create this material world?
Okay, translated.
刚才这里有一个 Bhakta 在问，既然这个物质世界是如此的痛苦，为什么 Krishna 还要创造这个物质世界呢？
So because if it's miserable, then we will not feel eager to continue in this material existence.
因为这个物质世界是如此的痛苦，所以我们不想再继续这个物质世界。
It's a place where we feel so...We feel so uncomfortable that we want to leave it. Why it's miserable? It's miserable mainly because we are separated from Krishna.
为什么这个物质世界会这么的痛苦呢？原因就是因为我们和 Krishna 分开了。
And we want to play gods. We also want to be controllers, master, and enjoyers.
而且我们总想扮演着 Krishna 的角色来享受这个物质世界。
So Krishna gives us bodies, material bodies, where we can try to, or at least think that we can be master, controllers, and enjoyers.
所以 Krishna 就给了我们这个物质的躯体，那我们想着我们自己也可以成为一个享受者，一个控制者。
But this type of situation can only be experienced in illusion, because in reality we are not masters, controllers, and enjoyers.
但是这个状况是痛苦的，是因为在事实上我们原本的身份并不是主人，也不是控制者。
So our existence in the material world becomes miserable when we think, or we start acting, thinking that we are masters, controllers, and enjoyers.
所以当我们一旦认为我们自己就是主人，就是控制者的时候，我们的处境就变得非常的艰难。
Because we start manipulating material energy and acting in such a way that create trouble to ourselves.
因为这个物质世界的许多的能量，他们都给我们带来了诸多的痛苦。
And because of those activities that we engage in material world,We have to suffer repeated births, deaths, old age, and the diseases.
而因为我们要在这个物质世界里活动，由此而带来的各种反应，就是我们能够不得不受制于生老病死的痛苦之中。
So it's a prison house. What is the purpose of creating a prison house?
那么究竟为什么要创造一个监狱？
Why the government creates a prison house?
为什么一个政府他要建立一个监狱呢？
Because there are some citizens, they know that there will be some citizens who don't want to follow the law.
因为他们知道有一些臣民他们并不想遵循国家的法律。
So they have to be put in, these citizens, they have to be put in jail.
所以他们不得不把这一些臣民放到监狱里去。
And there are two reasons why this is done.
那么有两个原因为什么会这样做。
One reason is that these people will not disturb the other people who wanted to follow the law and be good citizens.
一个原因是建立一个监狱就使得这样的一些人不会去打扰那些真正想遵循国家法律的臣民。
And another reason is that by being put in jail, he may rectify his behavior. He may understand to be in jail is not good. And then we'll try, when we go out, we'll behave properly.
另外一个原因是一个人一旦他被投入到监狱中，他可能就会知道这个地方并不是一个好地方，由此而修正自己的行为。
So the government expects that the people go to jail, become reformed, and they will never act wrongly after that.
所以政府他希望这个进入监狱的犯人，他能够重新改过，从而今后出来以后会成为。
So Krishna also expects that we come to the material world and do not stay too long.
So Krishna 也希望我们在这个物质世界里不要待太长的时间。
And we rectify our consciousness and understand that we are not masters, we are not controllers, we are not enjoyers, we are simply servants of Krishna.
我们如此在你这里改造我们思想，知道我们并不是享受的，并不是主人。
Cannot hear you.
Cannot
hear you very clearly. You have to speak near the microphone. Now, I was not hearing you clear when you translate. Krishna is expecting that all living entities, after coming to this material world, they realize that they have done wrong and they go back to the spiritual world.
Krishna 希望所有来到这个物质世界的人最终能很快地意识到这是一个错误的选择，而且他需要我们早点回到他的生命。
But Krishna is not going to interfere with their free will. He let the living entities choose their own situations.
但是 Krishna 并不想干涉我们个人的选择，他需要我们能够做出自己的决断，自由意志。
So the material world is just meant to rectify our existence. Rectify our consciousness, sorry.
物质世界就是为了纠正我们的一种思觉状态，一种思想，调整我们的心态。
Okay, Yashoda Kumar has a question. It is said that we came from the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, we are said to be all knowledge.What is that all knowledge means? To know everything about both spiritual world and material world? Is asking what all knowledge in the spiritual world means. Means that we have to know everything that is material and everything about the spiritual world and material world? No, all knowledge, Aribo. Somebody is ringing. All knowledge means that we know Krishna and we know that we are eternal servants of Krishna. That means perfect, complete knowledge.
完美的知识意味着知道谁是 Krishna， 我们是 Krishna 永恒的。
And we act as servants of Krishna, then means that we have perfect knowledge because this is our eternal and constitutional position.
而且我们会依照我们是永恒普人的身份去行事，这就被称为完美的知识。
Je suis en contact avec les personnes. Je reçois les questions.
Not clear the voice or the answer. The sound is not clear. The voice is not clear. Some problem with your microphone or my microphone, I don't know. Are both voices unclear? Echoes means there are people with microphones on, they shouldn't.Anyway, you're going to have to keep this for next time. Yashoda Kumara, you keep it for the next time. I'm going to have to turn off my communication. So fair? So, you got the answer. Perfect knowledge means to understand that we are eternal servants of Krishna and act in that capacity.
所以完美的此时就是意味着我们知道我们是 Krishna 永恒的仆人，第二者是什么
does not mean that we have to know everything.
这并不意味着我们知道所有的一切。
Because it's not important to know everything.
因为知道所有的一切，这并不是非常重要的一件事情。
For those who are in the spiritual world, to know about the material world is not important.
对于那些灵性世界的人来说，了解这个物质世界。
Because they are perfect satisfied whatever they know about Krishna and their service to Krishna. So when we have perfect knowledge means we are perfect happy.
So, 我们具有完美的知识意味着我们 完全的满足和快乐。
Because knowledge means to bring us to a position, to a situation where we experience completely blissful life.
因为知识意味着将我们带领到我们原本的构成性地位上。
If you are not blissful means our knowledge is not complete, is not perfect.
如果我们还没有处于完全的极乐之中，意味着我们的知识并不完美。
So the purpose of existence is to attain that supreme blissful nature that is part of us because we are parts and parcels of Krishna.
因为我们是 Krishna 的所属部分，所以自中的喜乐也会在我们身上出现。
Okay, we stop here now.We wish you everybody a very wonderful weekend full of kirtans and remembrance of Krishna and always associate with the devotees and take advantage of being with the devotees for the weekend to make your spiritual lives more blissful, more ecstatic. Hare Krishna. Okay. Sorry if the communications were not good. It disturbs also when we speak that the things are not very clear. We hope things will improve a little bit as much as we can, but there's no guarantee that it will be perfect as long as we are relying on material communications. Anyway, let's see. The fact is that everybody has to upgrade their versions of Skype and that they have very good sound systems also.And good internet communications. If your internet communications are not fast, naturally it disturbs all conferences. Your communications have to be fast. If they are not fast, you cannot do much.
我们的这个 Skype 的版本以及我们上网的速度应该有一定的速度，否则的话就会影响所有的人。
So I thank you everybody for your patience. You know, I know it's not easy to hear a lecture like this. It's very disturbing, but what can you do? At least we try to speak about Krishna somehow and have something different on Sunday mornings. And I'm very happy to do this service and I'm very happy that you are there and we can be together discussing about Krishna. Next time I'll give more time for questions. Please be patient. Today I have to leave.And we thank Sakshi Gopala too for his effort to try to make things together, working nice. We know it's not easy. And to Shiradika to try to translate my poor English and with so poor communications. Hare Krishna to everybody. Hare Bo.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Asa.